Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We got Brian Hogevane in the studio, the cash man here. Brian, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, John. How are you doing?
Well, I can tell you're feeling fantastic because of the price of gold has been insane lately.
Absolutely. It is.
Are WGN listeners just backing up dump trucks and letting cougar ants fall in the American
You know, it's funny you say that because we just did buy quite a few cougar ants from a WGN listener.
Wait, well, hold on one second. If there's some WGN radio listeners with cougar ants, I think I deserve a tip at least. You know, I don't want to say a finder's fee, Brian, because you do all the hard work because you actually have to do something with that gold. But, you know, I think WGN listeners should just send them to my house directly. Just one or two of them.
Just one or two. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
What is a cougar ant exactly? Is there an exact definition
of that, Brian? Cougar ant is just the nickname for the coin that is issued in South Africa that contains 1 ounce of gold. It actually contains 1 ounce of gold, and then they added 10% of copper to it to strengthen the coin.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there you go. A lot of listeners, a lot of folks can bring in gold, and they have it sometimes in non-cougar ant form. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, the thing is go through your jewelry boxes. Open it up. You got a broken chain. You're not wearing that. You're not going to get it fixed. You're missing an earring. You know, this thing is busted or broke. Or, hey, I just don't even like this stuff anymore. I'm not going to wear it. Bring it in. We have so many people that are bringing in items like that, and they're getting shocked. They're literally getting shocked how much money they're getting. They're like, it's that much? You know, sometimes I'm like, I will put it on the calculator, and I'll set my calculator to the side. I go, how much do you think this is? And they always shoot off with a number way lower than what they were expecting. Turn the calculator around and like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that.
Now, what I like about you, Brian, is that you would never change the name of the or the number on the calculator.
No,
you...
I just turn it around. That's easy.
That's amazing.
It's right there.
I'm just trying to like picture like what because like an ounce is what like $3,130 right now, and again, that's not the exact price you'd pay for it. There's always fluctuations up and down in a day. I'm
absolutely
not guaranteeing anything, but like I don't even know like what an ounce is in my hand. Like what would a standard gold necklace that doesn't have too many frills on it that is broken, bring it. I know it varies so much, Brian, but I'm
that not really does vary quite a bit, John. It's hard to say, you know, depending on how big, thick, heavy, and so forth. There's little chains that are, you know, just a couple hundred dollars, and there are the big chains that are in the literal thousands of dollars. So,
but even yeah, so like you're saying, even like a light little chain might get you a couple hundred dollars if it's the right
one and it has the right weight and the right carat. Absolutely.
Right, and then, boy, that's awesome. That brings people in the door, but there's so many other things
absolutely
that you're able to help out with people, right?
That is correct. You know, we are a full-service jewelry repair store as well. We have a watch maker on site. We do, of course, also buy watches. We buy sports memorabilia and autographs. We deal with a lot of different types of items other than just the, you know, the gold coins and jewelry. We deal in all coins. You know, I just noticed here there was a picture, John, on the from the text message showing an 1850 a large cent. So, I mean, those are items like that, too. It's made out of copper, and that's an item that we would purchase as well. You know,
that's an example
that they show in that picture, it's very heavily worn, a lot of use, maybe $5 to $10. But, you know, pristine examples like that, it would be in the hundreds.
It's a text from the 815, and you said it's a what kind of coin is that that we're looking at?
It is a 1 cent large cent coin.
Okay.
Large cent is what I would what you'd want to call it.
I can't call it a penny though.
You cannot call it a penny. Pennies were made in Great Britain. They're not made in the United States. We make sense.
Do you get these arguments with customers too, or do you just leave it be because you want their business?
Just depends.
708 texted, and I wish I knew about Brian 7 years ago before I threw out my Jerry Mahoney ventriloquist dummy and Howdy Doody string puppet. Maybe you can put this person at ease and say that wasn't worth all that much. Or maybe they will really regret they didn't know you 7 years
just
ago.
It's hard to say because I can't see it, and I don't know which one they had, which version. You know, because as everybody here was getting older, a lot of this type of stuff, since it's not current, it's not in, you know, in your face, so to speak, The stuff does kind of depreciate. The interest goes away. So, you know, it could be anywhere $25 to, you know, $500, just depending on which version, what condition, et cetera, that he had.
Our phone number, 312-981-7200. We're starting to get some calls. The phone line's still open, though. 312-981-7200. Brian can be reached at 630-969-9600, 630-969-9600. You can call, you can text, just like you do it with this show right here. You do it directly with Brian. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mike, you're on WGN. Mike, what do you have for Brian the Cash Man?
I got two cereal boxes. They're Wheaties, and they're were used as displays. They're in perfect mint condition, but the picture on it is Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Nice. Absolutely nice. No, those items are always everything with Michael Jordan is, you know, has some interest, some desire to it. You know, the big question is it autographed? Is it signed? That's going to really what's going to boost the value on it. But you have to remember something when it comes to the cereal boxes. How many boxes of cereal do you think they sold?
I don't know. Millions.
Exactly. So there are millions of those that are out there, and there is some value to them. It's nothing generally I see excessive. Condition doesn't make a difference. A store display would be a little bit nicer. So you're looking, you know, $20 to $50 for an item like that.
Oh, that's actually better than I thought it would be. All right, Mike, thanks for calling. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. See on the text line from the 630 what looks to be a solid-state radio phonograph that actually looks like it's in pretty good condition from these pictures. Old stuff like that, old electronics. Any value in that, Brian, or does it have to be really a novelty thing?
There can be. There are, you know, more and more those items are becoming becoming an interest back into it, especially the old record players like this. From what I'm looking at, from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pinpoint a specific price or value to this one. I would need to do a little bit extra research on it. But it is a neat piece. I mean, a nice portable record player. Looks like it's nicely intact. As long as it fully functioned and worked, you know, we've seen these different portable ones. I'm not specifically citing this one. $25 to, you know, $200, items like that. Just depending on which brand it is and the quality and condition. You know, if this had like the original box and everything else, that sparks more interest.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Greg is on line one. Greg, what do you have?
Hi, I got piece of currency, $5 bills with the Hawaii stamp,
overprint. It's the overprint.
Overprint, okay.
Yes. So
and
the,
they're brand new.
Even better.
And they have consecutive numbers.
Even better. I would love
to
buy those.
What are you talking about? What is this brand?
I'm going to explain this. This is so during World War II, we were in fear that Japan may take over the Hawaiian Islands. So we pulled out all the normal U.S. currency out of Hawaii. We reissued notes that had the overprint on it that said Hawaii. So we can differentiate those notes from other notes that are circulating. Huh. And in the unfortunate event, if Japan were to take over Japan or take over Hawaii,
yeah.
We could then signal and say, okay, all Hawaiian notes are now null and void. Do not accept them. They have no value. So they would not be able to steal the currency out of the country.
Fascinating story.
Absolutely.
And so this still exists, huh?
Well,
because it was in circulation then,
yes,
right?
They were in circulation, but stuff does exist that is uncirculated. I would absolutely love to buy those. Would have to see them, you know, look at it and judge the condition for my own eyes, of course. But it would definitely be in the hundreds of dollars, if not into the thousand.
For each one?
For the lot, for the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. Okay,
it depends. I mean, if he had the right one, I'm not opposed to $1,000 a note.
Whoa,
it's gotta have the right piece though.
Okay, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass. Let's go to Jim. Jim has something. Jim on line two. What do you have for Brian?
Hey, I've got a $2.50 gold piece from the late 1800s. That's got a chief. In a full headdress on the back side of it. I've got no idea what it's worth, but I got it because it was a unique
Those were I'm trying to remember the exact mintage or the dates again. 1908 to 1930 something. Those were actually made in. And that's a $2.50 Indian gold piece. Now, would need to know the specific date on it, of course, but those are definitely in the hundreds of dollars. Depending if you happen to have the right year in mint mark in the right condition, it's definitely going to be in the thousands. And if it's really the right one, it could be in the $10,000 range or more.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Jim.
Yeah.
Are you looking at the date right now or is it put away right now?
No, I got it put away. I have to get it out.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get it out. You got to check it out. And where are you at, Jim? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Melrose Park.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're so close. Get on out to Westmont, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. It's just west of Cass. And visit Brian. He will definitely check it out. You know, it's
yeah, I'll definitely have to do that. I got a few goodies bring that way.
Sounds all great. Right. Please bring him on by. I'd love to put some cash in your pocket.
That's a good one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good one, Jim. Let's go to LaVon. LaVon's got really something interesting. Hi, LaVon.
Hi. I just love this segment. This time I picked this up at an estate sale many years ago. It's a coloring book, never colored in, from 1963, and it's all, they use the term colored, which, you know, we don't use anymore,
right.
But it says color me brown, and every picture is a scene of a brown child. And then across on the opposite page is a little write-up about civil rights. And this was published by the Johnson Publishing Company that published in Chicago, that published Jet and Ebony.
Wow, that is a really cool piece, Brian.
Interesting, absolutely.
I don't know if that's worth anything, but it might be just worth to hold on to. I don't know, that's cool.
No, definitely. You know, the thing is the whole civil rights movement, something that has always interested me. I, you know, fairly recently acquired a book signed by Martin Luther King Jr.
Whoa.
And, you know, a lot of those different authors and different people that are really involved in the civil rights movement, Alex Haley. I'm just trying to shoot some names off the top of my head. This, I would definitely love to see it. If you're willing to even just bring it by just for me to come take a look at it, if it's something you'd like to still just keep, that's fine. I understand that, but I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. All right, Brian the Cashman, really quickly, if you look at the pictures on the text line, I don't know if you can tell anything from the vase that the texter has sent. They did send it with a ruler. It's like 10.5 inches tall. It's like old slate. Almost looks like, I don't know if it's metallic or ceramic, but it's almost got like a floral design on it. That would be something you'd probably have to see in person.
It is. It's a good description of it. It does kind of have that like that slate metallic look. It looks like a gold inlay or a laid on top. It's one of those pieces I would have to actually have it in my hands to differentiate and to assess value. There's vases that have come to the store that unfortunately I wouldn't give a dollar for, and there's stuff I've paid $1,000 for.
Whoa.
So, absolutely.
Check it out before you throw it out.
Exactly.
Hey, Brian, before I let you go, I can't give all the details yet, but you and I have been chatting. We're going to do something really cool before the end of the month that people have to stay tuned for.
Absolutely.
Where they can meet you. Meet me, and we get to check out their stuff at the store. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be great. I can't wait. It's going to be super fun.
We're going to have all the details for that a little bit later on, probably next week. We'll have all the details, and I cannot wait to meet some of our listeners and see the stuff they have. Brian, I got to go now. 16 West Ogden in Westmont. AmeriCash is where you're at. 630-969-9600. Call or text. Brian, take care. We'll talk soon, okay?
All righty, John. Thank you so much.